punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Guess who's back in the studio today to help me, my partner in crime, Miss Jancy Ripito. Welcome back, young lady.
It's good to be back.
I know, you just love coming in here. Like, what am Jimmy going to get me in trouble for running my mouth today? Because, you know, I can anyway. She's kind of warm out there. You just got here. Is it hot?
Yeah, it's hot outside.
Let's see what's happening on the Elk City Mesonet. If it'll come up, there it is. It's 99 degrees. And on the Gabe Gadget in our studio, it's 98 degrees. Humidity is 28%. The winds are out of the west-southwest at 5 miles an hour. Not too bad. It's going to be hot today. We have chances of rain, and I'll have that for you here in just a little bit on for the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. Let's check out air temperatures in the area. I'm going to say it's pretty hot. Actually, not too bad up north. Southwest part looks like Hollis and Mangum. You guys are already in the triple digits along with Hobart. Just now turned to 100 degrees. But up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma, we got 81, 82, 83, 87. It's cool. I know I read, let me give you a brief update on that fire. I read where the wind switched last night on them on that. They're calling it the Woodward County fire, but let's see what's happening there. As of 11:15 a.m. this morning, about 45 minutes ago, the fire at Moreland has burned just over 18,000 acres and is not contained at all. Airdrops started this morning. They've been occurring. Spot fires have been roaring out of the canyons and moving into others since the wind switched. With humidity going down and hot temperatures going up this afternoon, will be challenging for firefighters, and they will have to sit and wait in some places for the fire to come to them. We will continue to update everybody as much as we can. And that was from the Weather Warrior on social media, and Valcaster announced the same thing. So I think at least two firemen had to go to hospital yesterday for heat injuries. 100-something degrees out there, and you've seen them clothes that your dad wears. It's hot. It's very hot. And they did finally get air support today. I need you guys to do something for me again. I'm kind of irked about the fire been born going 48 hours before they could get the Oklahoma National Guard up there to help them with airdrops. And I don't know what's going on with the chain of command. It ain't got nothing to do with the Oklahoma National Guard. It might have. It could have been they had issues with the helicopters or whatever getting there or whatever. But when the Durham fire started and the one down there, I think the Highway 62 fire at Lone Wolf or down there by Snyder. You remember that fire?
Yes.
And couldn't get any air support at all. Well, the Texas Forestry Department showed up and helped out with the Durham fire. And then you guys, my listeners, somebody called, made some calls, and they all of a sudden the Beaver fire, boom, they were there. Berlin fire, I think they beat the fire departments to the fire. And then now we got another major one going on, and 2 days later they're there, and I think a lot of this could be prevented. And I'm just kind of partial, not I don't know what the word is, I get irked about it, because a lot of farmers and ranchers' livelihood depends on their grassland, and we're in a drought, and we already need what we get. If anything good come out of it, the cedars are getting burned up. And that might be the only good thing that's coming out of the deal, but that's not the way they intended to get rid of the cedars. But anyway, so you guys call your state representative or your state senator, or if you know somebody up high, see what's going on, why it takes them so long. We're just ranchers and farmers are just as important as people with houses in the city, as far as I'm concerned, because we make our living with it. The people there, they just live in their houses. But anyway, and it's important. You need a roof over your house. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dogging on the city people on this deal. I'm just wondering why our air support system doesn't seem to have a very good consistency with it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you listening?
I am listening.
You got to, did you go over to the fire?
I did not.
You didn't go over to the one down there at Triggers? All right, cool. Well, let's see what's going on with the grain futures right now. And let me update it. Corn for September on the futures is $5.97, December $6, March is $6.07, and May $6.10. Looks like everything's gone up a little bit in the last couple days. Soybeans, August $15.70, September $14.23, November $14.08. Soybean meal, August $486.50 a short ton, and September $446.20, October $427.50. Soybean oil is 61.29 cents a pound. September's 59.76 and October's 59.20. Hard red winter wheat, September $8.60, December $8.67. Oats, September $4.57 a bushel and December $4.38. Let me get over here to the cash market, what's they're paying today at the elevator in Texas and Oklahoma. Hard red winter wheat is 801, corn 733, Milo 623, and soybeans are $15.56. And you're helping me today. What's happening in our world?
Wheat prices are again higher on skepticism about how much grain will make its way out of Ukraine as uncertainty reigns in the Black Sea region. Ukraine and Russia came to an agreement on shipping grain from the war-torn country after continued Russian attacks since February. The deal brokered by Turkey and the United Nations was agreed to last week. Over the weekend, however, Russian forces attacked the port city of Odessa, a move that Ukrainian president I don't know how to pronounce his name.
You don't have to. I just say the Ukrainian.
The Ukrainian president called barbarism, while Moscow claimed it was merely attacking Ukrainian troops. Russia also has cut the flow of gas to parts of Europe, partly in retaliation for Western sanctions that are reportedly hurting the country's economy. Soybean and corn prices were higher overnight as moisture stress builds in some parts of the U.S. Midwest. Moisture stress is expected this week in parts of North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, and Indiana, composing about 30% of the soybean and corn crops, Committee Weather Group said in a report. In the 6 to 10-day outlook, temperatures will be slightly above average through much of the Corn Belt, while precipitation levels will likely be below the average for this time of the year. Warmer, drier weather is expected to lead to increased stress that will spread to about 40% of the Northern Plains wheat areas. Wheat for September delivery rode 9¾ to $8.13 and a half a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures added 7¼ to $8.84 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery jumped 13¼ to $13.97 a bushel. Soy meal fell 80 cents to $417 a short ton, while soybean oil futures added 1.6 cents to $59.55 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery were up 3½ to $6.04¼ a bushel. Soybean meal has the potential to outpace corn in terms of demand as consumers shift to poultry rather than beef due to inflation. Animal feed has been impacted by increased demand as consumers shift to chicken from beef, he said. Poultry is more affordable protein, according to a transcript from the earnings call. And chicken is where we get all the soybean meal mostly sourced. If you think about what's happening with soybean meal, it has a cost advantage to corn, so it continues to have more demand right now. ADM reported revenue of $27.3 billion in the last 3 months that ended on June 30th, up from $22.9 billion a year earlier. The cost of sales rose to $25.2 billion from $21.5 billion. The company reported earnings of $2.15 a share on adjusted basis, up from $1.33 a year earlier. Looking forward, ADM is going to keep a close eye on demand. I would say we have seen demand substitution, demanding shifting here or there, according to their transcript. And you see it in retail, maybe at a private label, we've seen a little bit of people looking into smaller packaging to make things more affordable.
All right. Yeah, welcome to my world.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. Hey, hot off the text line. I don't know if they can hear me up there, but if some people know some people up there, this is coming from the manager of the fire, of the Woodward County Fire, I guess they're calling it, whatever they're calling it, the fire up there by Moreland. He put this out on social media. Whoever is flying drones around his fire, he's calling it, is fixing to get my Blackhawks council. And the Blackhawks are the helicopters from the Oklahoma National Guard. He's begging. He begged for these helicopters for 3 days now, and he's got them there. So whoever's flying drones up there around the fires, I know you're getting some cool footage and everything, but get down and get out is what he's asking, because it's dangerous for those helicopters. So anyway, because I'm not kidding, you hear those helicopters coming in, bam, they're over you and they're gone. And man, they're doing those guys a wonderful service up there, helping keep a lot of the volunteer fire, or all the firemen, not necessarily volunteer, but your firemen out of the way. Please keep your drones in the box and stay the heck out of the way up there. They're getting ready to put them down if you guys don't get the drones out of the way. Fires are fascinating, and it does gather people. And I've noticed 2 or 3 days that they've asked people to stay away because they want to go up there and see a bad fire. 18,000 acre fire. Last I heard, it was 12 miles long and 2 miles wide. So please stay out of the way. And if you guys know anybody up there that's up there sightseeing and has got drones, tell them to put their drones up and leave them in the bag if they would. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the livestock futures, and we'll go from there. And I got the report from the Woodward sale. They had about 11 or 1,200 head up there yesterday, cows and bulls selling. So you're listening to Jimmy and Jancy on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Farmers Trust Farm Bureau agent Mickey Lively, because he's a farmer himself.
I think they trust me because I can relate to them to begin with. I mean, I farm, I run cattle, I understand their business, I understand, you know, what needs to be protected, how it needs to be protected. I understand how important, I mean, that's their life, that's their livelihood. And I understand they need, you know, they need insurance on that tractor. They need to make sure that those cattle are insured if a storm comes through, because if it damages that stuff, they just lost their business. I get that. I understand it. I live the same life. I enjoy it, and I understand what they do. To me, that's something of a little bit of comfort level. People know they can call me anytime, and they can. I mean, I really mean that.
I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel, they're built better, they're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered, and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Currently, it is 98 degrees here at the studio in our listening area. We have hot temperatures now. Mangum and Hobart, you're 101. Bessie, you're 100. Eric, you're 100. Shamrock, you're 100. Cheyenne, you're at 97. And at Arnett, man, that reminds me. I got a funny story. You're 93 degrees at Arnett. You guys, you know, I'm a super big fan of Lori Campbell up there, and she's on the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association board, and she's a big cattle lady. She is all about it. Well, I don't know if any of you guys follow her on Facebook, but it's kind of drama. And so, anyway, her husband, they must be on the outs, because 2 days in a row now, her husband has posted some not good, well, it's just things you don't post when you're working on your marriage. Anyway, another older ranch wife story. Years ago, Lori decided I needed to quit Copenhagen. She needed help quitting the Copenhagen habit. It was spring, and she was about to be wagon widow for several days. She sewed up all my pockets on my pants shut, thinking if I couldn't carry snuff in there, I wouldn't use it. I figured this out a day or so later. I sure got some mat on. It took quite some time for me to get my Wranglers back in usable condition. When I got home, I didn't say a word. I just went to the closet and cut all the pockets off her jeans. She has never helped me quit again. I would have got shot if I'd have cut off the pants. But anyway, if you want to follow some drama, get on there with Lori Campbell and Jeremiah. And if you want to see some funny stuff that goes on in the ranch, that's the pages you need to be on. Anyway, I cause drama on there, but sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But I always get thrown in Facebook jail. So anyway, it's all good. There was, let's check out these livestock markets real quick, and then let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the Ripito Hog Ranch. Because you've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Live cattle is August is 136.92. October is 142.37. December is 148.20. February live cattle, 152.22. Feeder cattle for August, 178.82. It's up today. And feeder cattle for September, 181.82. Lean hogs, 118.60 for August, 96.27 for October, December's 87.32. You're supposed to help me announce the parade here a few weeks ago.
I was.
What's your excuse?
We were farrowing pigs all day.
All day?
Yes.
How many litters you guys got on the ground?
There's 7 at the house right now. We're bringing 4 more sows down in the next 3 or 4 days. So we're going to have 11 at the house.
Wow. So you don't get away from the house too much, do you?
No, not really.
Does Carter help out?
Carter, surprisingly, he loves farron, and he'll pull them. Like, if Dad needs smaller hands to pull one, he jumps all on that. He loves farron them.
And you?
I won't pull them. I don't I won't.
Why not?
I don't know. I just won't do it.
Maybe that's why you don't get to drive the tractor.
Maybe. Everything else I'll do, but
pulling them's not your cup of tea.
It's just not my thing.
Have you ever seen your Paul Toad pull a calf?
Yes, I have.
He's not scared.
No, he's not.
So I've been around him twice now, and one of them's when I got injured last week or last year. It wasn't his fault, but it was my fault. I should have got out of the way.
Yeah.
So anyway, but there's so what else is going on out there? Just taking care of babies?
Yeah, babies, and then my summer pigs. I've still got them on feed. We're fixing to start showing, so I have all of them on feed too.
So you haven't showed anything since you went to Iowa.
Yeah. We were going to go to that Weatherford show this past weekend, but mine have been not eating too great if they're outside very long in the heat because of the heat. So Dad was really just scared that we were going to go to the show and come home and nothing would want to eat again. So we skipped the Weatherford show. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Weatherford show, have you heard any results? I mean, I don't think I couldn't find all the results, but somebody's been helping us. What's happened over there?
Well, it looks like Richie Livestock had a really good night. Champion Poland Gilt was Grayson Till. Reserve champion Poland Gilt was Heidi Smith. Champion Burke Barra, Mac Walker. Reserve champion Durock, Kelsey Baber. The champion Dark Cross and the reserve grand champion Barra was also Kelsey Baber. And then from Weatherford, Caitlin Bryant had the reserve grand champion Gilt. And then reserve champion Light Cross Barra was I don't know his name. Amber Sorensen's son. It'll hit me in a second. He's from Merritt. Give me a second. I'll think of his name.
Well, I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, well, move on to the next reserve one.
That's all I've got.
That's all you got?
Yes.
The last one. No good for you. You know what day it is in the studio?
What?
Can you read my cap?
It says Taylor Ranch.
Yes, it is. Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour.
Happy Cap Hour.
Yeah, it's Happy Cap Hour. They sponsored the show today. I wear their cap. If you're looking, you can see the Taylor Ranch on my John Deere green hat. And we got it because it shines on Facebook real well. But anyway, all cattle are not the same. Just like in people, our genetics determine our traits. Some people are tall, some people are short, some have blonde hair, and so on. It's the same in cattle, and it really honestly is. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a good steak. Some cattle just make better steaks than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on their carcass genetics for over 17 years to develop animals that excel in both flavor and tenderness to give you that mouth-watering best steak in your life eating experience. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, or whole beef, third-party verified with all natural and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. Call Jimmy at 405-609-4662. And if you guys just joining us and didn't catch it, I will be glad to text it to you. If you need it, just text me on the text line at 580-225-9697. I almost gave out my phone number again. Anyway, but do you like beef?
I do.
What's your favorite steak?
I don't know if I have a favorite, honestly.
You just like them all?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food? What's your favorite plate? What do you like? Beef, vegetables, I mean, what is it? You got to have something favorite besides McDonald's. So,
I don't know. Beef, I guess.
Well, I mean, do you like mashed potatoes? You like fried okra?
I don't like okra. I'm not an okra girl.
And then, but you're an okie girl.
I am.
And then, there, you got correct.
Brecken. I thought of it a while ago after we were talking about it. I was like, Brecken.
So anyway, baked potato with lots of butter, sour cream, cheese.
Yes. I mean,
you gotta have, come on, tell us what your favorite plate is.
Steak, and then I like Simon Ketch's their loaded baked potatoes, and then a side of their fries. That's my favorite plate.
You like their hush puppies?
Yes.
Who wouldn't?
Yes.
Now, Simon's Kitchen does have a good
steak. I think
steak.
Everybody likes their hush puppies.
Yeah, I think everything, I like steak. So you don't have a favorite steak?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyway, good steak's hard to beat, though, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway. Well, when we come back, I'm going to give you the report from Woodward yesterday on their cow and bull sale. Also coming up in the show, it is time for fall calving to start. And I didn't know that, and you're going to read part of it, but 30% of the calves born nowadays are actually fall calves. I didn't realize the number was that high. I got some fall calves coming up here in the next 30 days. But anyway, when Jancy and Jimmy get back on Today in Ag, we're going to talk about some cattle. And she has to have a plate with certain things on it. How do you like your steak?
Medium well.
Medium, you're like me, aren't you? Yeah. And everybody's gonna hate us after this, but hey,
I don't like my meat red. Sorry.
And medium well, if it's cooked right, and it's hard to find people to cook medium well. I'll eat it medium, but medium well is my favorite, and actually Sandy, my wife's favorite, and I know how to cook it right where it's still juicy. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people out there that don't, and they're like, what are you doing eating beef jerky? It's not true. If you know how to cook it, it's good. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale this Thursday, July the 28th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. For Mokeen, got 35 steers, nevers 5.5. They're weaned. Thomas got 70 steers, nevers 4 to 6. They're off the cow. Moreland got 201 steers at 8. Nakona, Texas, 75 steers, nevers 7 to 9. Sharon got 143 steers at 9. Moreland got 39 steers, 7.5. Woodward, 23, makes it 7. Thomas, 17, heifers, 7.5. Moreland, 52 steers, 7.5. Moreland got 133 steers at 8. Arnett, 113, makes 7-8. Abilene, Texas, 72 steers, never 6 to 7.50. And Camargo, 36 steers, never at 7. And Fargo, 140 black heifers at 7. Again, we're expecting 3,000 cattle. We will start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. Pray for rain. We need a bat. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 25th. 1,858 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 368 brought 204. 5 at 451 brought 165. 13 at 693 brought 175.50. 24 at 834 brought 164. 3 at 848 brought 159. 7 head of heifers at 384 brought 180. 5 at 500 brought 171.50. 20 at 618 brought 168.50. 4 at 635 brought 141. 9 at 829 brought 153.50. Butcher cows were 11 to 75. Butcher bulls brought 61 to 107. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 22nd. 2,073 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 330 brought 206. 4 at 466 brought 186. 16 at 517 brought 174. 10 at 562 brought 157. 5 at 922 brought 147. 3 head of heifers at 247 brought 184. 7 at 408 brought 158. 9 at 541 brought 153.50. 14 at 654 brought 147. 4 at 911 brought 128.50. Butcher cows were 15 to 86.50. butcher bulls brought 55 to 108. Bred cows were 650 to 1225. Pairs brought 850 to 1785. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up to you next break. Currently around the area, Mangum's a hot spot, 102. It's all in the triple digits from Elk City South and going north towards Cheyenne. You're 97, Arnett's 93, Camargo's 95. It's just hot. It's hot up there where the it's in the upper 80s right now where the fire's going on. But anyway, we pray and hope that those guys get that fire under control. If you guys have never been up there around Moreland and north and east of Moreland, that's what I call big country. Big old pastures, big old draws, lots of grass up in that area. But anyway, it's I think it's headed towards Freedom, but I don't think they've evacuated anything out of Freedom that I know of yet. So anyway, I'll keep you guys up to date as soon as I get some information on it. I know Roger Mills County Fire Task Force just got home within the last couple hours. They were released this morning, so they're home. And if they don't get things going back up there, I'm sure they're going to head back up. There's fire departments from Kansas, Texas. Wheeler County sent their task force up there. I don't have the list, but I just follow up with the updates. And anyway, there's a lot of, last I heard, it was 150 trucks fighting. That's a lot of fire trucks. Anyway, it's a big fire, 18,000 acres so far, and that was as of 11 o'clock. So anyway, I'll keep you up to date on that. Well, Jancy, your medium well caused a little commotion. What was it that Skinny said when he walked in here?
That was the most disappointing answer I've ever given on the show.
Anyway, okay. And then so we had on the text line, wife likes her steak medium well, cannot cook it. It turns into boot leather every time. How do you do it? All right, here's how I do it. Most of the time I cook on a pellet grill, and pellet grills do not cook as fast as charcoal or however you do it. So on the pellet grill, I turn it on to 300 degrees. I flip them constantly with the last two. It takes me about 40 minutes to cook one at 300 degrees on a pellet grill, and I flip them constantly. I don't let them set on one side or the other, and I put butter on each side on my last flip, and it keeps it juicy, keeps it good, and it's very rare that mine is tough. Very, very rare. So when I tried it Skinny's way, the guy was coming in here bashing on Jancy just a minute ago. What we did there is turn the oven on to 500 degrees, put a big cast iron skillet in the oven, let it heat it up, put it on the stove, and we have a propane stove, it's not electric, and I put some cooking oil, olive oil, in there just a little bit, put it in there. Skinny likes his medium rare, so I'm going off his directions and instructions, in other words. So I had to make some up as I was cooking because I knew my wife and I like ours medium well. And I seared each side of the steak. It's an inch and a half thick ribeye for 3 minutes per side. Then I took the skillet and I put it up in the 500 degree oven and left it in there for 5 to 10 minutes is what you want if you want it medium rare to medium. And I left mine in there for 15 minutes and it was medium well. It was perfect. And I don't know. I don't turn the fire up hot. Now on the skillet, that's a whole different ball game. But on the cooking grills, just don't leave them on there too long. Keep them turned, get it cooked good in there. And the more you turn it, the farther in it'll cook it without crispy in the outside, making it beef jerky. That's all I know to tell you. I mean, if you'll buy the steaks, I'll cook them for you and show you how I do that. And so, anyway, let's see. Hey, guess what?
What?
It's bull season for your fall calvers. now's the time. I helped you guys out during the spring to get ready for your spring breeding season. It's time to be thinking about it now. And Jancy's got a little article that it's kind of long, but I skipped through some of it. But you guys need to listen to what she's got some good pointers on to help you get ready for your fall calving breeding season.
Okay, fall calving continues to increase in the U.S. Approximately 30% of the herds in the U.S. are calving in the fall. Depending on where you are in the country, calving could start in late August, mid-October, or anywhere in between. That means bulls will need to be turned out with the cows 60 to 80 days after the start of calving season, late fall to early winter. Bulls and fall calving herds may need slightly different management than bulls for spring calvers. Bulls should be body condition scored in August, regardless of when the breeding season starts. This timing allows for managers to alter body conditions if needed. Bulls can suffer from being too thin or too fat. Fat bulls have reduced fertility due to impaired sperm production. Bulls for fall calving usually are carrying more condition than needed due to good summer forage. These bulls need to lose weight primarily through exercise. In contrast, due to drought this year, some bulls may need additional nutrition. Also, bulls that are used in both spring and fall calving herds will usually need to recover body condition before the fall breeding season. It takes about 100 pounds of gain to increase each BCS. Depending on the diet fed to bulls, it may take 30 to 60 days to gain a BCS. Young bulls, 15 to 20 months, need to continue to gain 1.5 pounds per day to maintain normal growth. Putting bulls in large pastures with water and minerals at different ends of the pasture can encourage them to travel more. Research indicates bulls that exercise daily have higher libido and improved seminal... Did I say that wrong?
You're asking me? No, you didn't get...
We're just going to call it that.
Yeah, we're going to go with that.
That's what it looks like to me.
Well, Dr. Mouse has gone on vacation, so she can't correct us.
Yeah, but that's what it looks like to me, so that's how I'm going to say it. And improved seminal characteristics, including a 17% increase in semen volume. Exercise will also prepare bulls to cover ground to find cows and estrus without tiring. Forcing bulls to walk daily may reveal individuals that have previously unnoticed soundness issues. Bull breeding soundness exams eliminate bulls that have a high probability of failing to successfully impregnate cows. Bulls need a breeding soundness exam every year, approximately 30 days before the breeding season. A variety of factors, including nutrition injury, exposure to extreme heat or cold, and infections can reduce bull fertility. In addition, many states require bulls to be tested for... I'm not even going to...
Just call it trick.
Trick annually. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I knew you was going to come to that word.
I don't have no clue how to say that. Combining a breeding soundness exam with disease testing is a good use of time and a veterinary call. Breeding soundness exams for bulls involve a physical evaluation, examination of reproductive organs, and semen evaluation. Bull fertility can be greatly diminished by heat stress. Bull fertility is diminished for several weeks after heat stress. Therefore, it may take up to 2 months for bulls to recover from heat stress. Generally, bulls should be on the same vaccination program as the cow herd. Consult your veterinarian on a vaccination program for bulls. Usually, bulls will be vaccinated at the time of the breeding soundness exam.
Yep.
Remember, vaccines may have a drug withdrawal time that must be followed before infertile bulls can be marketed. Recently, considerable research and discussion has focused on the impact of vaccinating cows with modified live vaccine close to the breeding season. Unfortunately, similar information for bulls is limited. This would be another good point to discuss with your veterinarian. Spending time and effort preparing bulls for the breeding season will pay off with more calves born early in the calving season. Hopefully, fall will be temperate with plenty of forage.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, like, when we get our bulls tested every spring, if they're bad, we don't vaccinate them.
Right.
At the vet. So just think about that when you're doing that. Also, speaking of bulls, north of Carter, there's a black Angus bull missing. And this gentleman would love to have his bull back. He loves that bull. Anyway, it's got the ear tag. It's 3 miles north and 2 miles west is where it belongs. So somewhere there south of 152 in that area in there, if anybody has an extra bull or seen a bull out, it's got an ear tag 1058-1058D. And there's no brand on it. And if you have seen an extra bull in that area, please call him at 580-821-0848. 3 miles north of Carter and 2 west. That puts you just right south of 152 going towards Sayre. And he would appreciate any information. He's checked with all of his neighbors surrounding his place. Matter of fact, Jancy's family's got some land just north of there, and she's going to check with her dad.
I will.
After the show. So anyway, 580-821-0848 if you guys have seen a bull in that area. He would appreciate it. So anyway, when we come back, we'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and we'll go over some of the stuff from Woodward Livestock yesterday that I mean to get there, but I kind of like the bull story and you talking to me saving my voice. anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Jancy and Jimmy on the Today in Ag Show on KCO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. HiPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local HiPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today, and we'll have a truck headed your way.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Jancy, it's hot out there.
It is.
101 on the Elk City Mezzanette. Heat index is identical at 101. Humidity's at 26%. The winds are out of the west, 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 15. Not too bad. It got pretty windy yesterday and the day before, but our forecast looks pretty good if you're looking at rain hopes. I don't know if it's going to rain, but we got a lot of chances in the next 6 days. Today, hot, 104. Tomorrow, 99 with a 40% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of thunderstorms, low 70. Friday, get the hoodie out, 90 degrees. Anyway, be 50% chance of rain Friday night, 40% chance of rain at 68, 30% chance Saturday, 20% chance Saturday night, and 20% chance of Sunday. So, looks like they've added some chances. They ain't the greatest chances in the world, but hey, we'll take it. Maybe somebody will get lucky out there and get one of those pop-up rains right over their deal. Well, let's check out. Okay, let's get back to this medium well deal.
We're getting hated on for our medium well steaks.
Yeah, especially from the office behind me. All right, here we go. Aaron Kaut is joining us in the studio, and he kind of he called me a bad word that I can't announce on the radio. Oh, wait a minute. I got to push those buttons, too. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Real nice. You invite me in here, and then don't turn on my microphone. That's not very nice.
What do you say to me about me and my medium well steak?
I was just, listen, it's one thing for Jancy, as a woman, her steak cooked a little bit more than maybe others.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother thing for the lead ag guy in the state of Oklahoma radio show to want his steak cooked medium well.
I said medium to medium well.
Medium well.
Yeah.
Mr. Gray steak over there on the inside.
No, it's not gray. It's actually...
What color is it?
It's light brown.
Light brown?
Yeah.
Not red.
Hey.
Not pink. Like zero pink is what you're looking for.
Does it help if I tell you I want my baked potato baked?
Well, everybody wants their baked potato baked.
Well, some people want them raw. Not this cat.
Not me neither.
But I found
I want it more like mashed potatoes inside the skin.
I found out some scoop on her.
Uh-oh.
I have an informant text in. Jancy's favorite place, grilled chicken breast. Mashed taters, no gravy, and an oatmeal cream pie.
I like one of those things.
The last one. That's what I like. Anyway, so.
Who sent that in?
I said an informant.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, who else would know that you like that?
Probably nobody besides my mom.
Bingo. So she's in trouble, not me. Anyway, but you, that deal you gave me on the skillet, now that's the best ever.
It was Cooking Channel. I'd seen, I think it was Alton Brown
was
on
it?
The Cooking Channel, the Food Network that had done that.
And I just happened to have a black iron, a skillet big enough for two of those big old ribeyes.
It turns out a lot of the places kind of cook them like that. You
right.
always think of it being grilled, like
right.
in a restaurant or stuff.
Right.
A lot of places don't do it that way. They do it how you did with the skillet or some sort of oven.
Well,
it gets way,
when the
way
temperatures
hot.
Chill out a little bit, so I don't heat the house up with 500 degrees going on in the oven. If my pellet grill would have been working, I would have just took it from the skillet and put it in the pellet grill.
Absolutely.
And it would have worked out good. But anyway, you're famous because for the last month, people's asked me how I've done that.
There you go.
And they wanted it medium well.
You got. Hey, thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you got to taste a couple of our steaks, too, didn't you?
I did. They were delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
It was good beef.
It was.
Is hard to come by.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. See you later. Thank you. Anyway, let's go to the Woodward before we run out of time. We still got a little bit. Yesterday, there was 1,075 head sold at Woodward compared to last week at 1,271 and a year ago, 360 head. Looks like feeder cattle, they had 333 head there. Slaughter cattle was 649, a lot of people calling. And you guys sent some of your cows down too, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, the older ones, I guess your dad
yeah,
said?
Yeah, I got rid of the older ones.
Yep, and they sold 93 replacement head up there. Becker cows was bringing up anywhere from, let's check it out, 68 to 81 cents. And boner cows were bringing anywhere from 62 to 73.50. And on the lean cows, the skinny ones, they were bringing anywhere from $40 to the highest I see on here, 67. Bulls, big bulls was up there anywhere from 1,400 to 1,900. Average weight was 1,646. We're bringing up to 89 cents. Man, they took a big hit yesterday because they've been bringing up a dollar and over a dollar. So they took a big hit. On the replacement cattle, bred cows, medium and large number ones, 2 to 4 year olds was bringing up over $1,000. Some 5 to 8 year olds brought 1,100. And we got cow-calf pairs, medium-large number ones with 150 pounds or less calves on them, bringing up to $1,100. And then medium and large number ones with 150 to 300-pound calves were bringing anywhere from 1,200 to 1,450 on 5 to 8 year olds, and then anything over 8 was bringing anywhere from 1,100 to 14. So pairs are doing okay. And last one, cow-calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 300-pound plus calves on them. We're bringing up to $1,625. Average price on those was $1,461.78 a head. Anyway, that was at Woodward yesterday. Hobart's going on right now. I'll have that report for you tomorrow. And then what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday. Woodward will be having their feeder calf sale. Friday, Elk City Livestock Auction will be having their sale. Saturday, Hollis will be having their sale. Sunday, everybody takes a day off. And then Monday, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction will be having their weekly sale come Monday. So anyway, if you got any needs to go to any of these sale barns, you can call Rex Fleming at Hobart. You can call Brandon Hickey for either Elk City or the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. We got 3 minutes left. Guess what?
What?
I got a note to talk about this because there's a lot of farmers and ranchers out there that have stock cars. You know this, correct?
Yes.
Do you know of any? Besides drag racers?
No, probably not.
Yeah. Well, the KCO presents the Elk City Motorsports Park Sooner Limited Modified Series invades Elk City Motor to do battle with our local and regional USRA Limited Modifieds, mods they call them. This Saturday, gates will open at 5 o'clock and the racing starts at 7. Other classes that will be racing are USRA factory stocks and tuners. Come on out and get sideways with us on a fast pace replaced with better verb. Semi-bank 3/8 of a mile dirt track. Have you ever been to one?
I have, actually.
They're pretty fun, aren't they?
Yes, they're fun.
I love them. Adult admission is ages 16 to 64 is $12. Youth 8 to 15. Senior 65 plus. Active duty military and first responders are only $8. Children under 8 are free. Think we can get Carter in for free?
No, I don't think he'll pass his 8.
He's turned into a big old kid.
Yeah, he has.
Anyway, concessions and food trucks will be available. They are located at 5612 West 20th Street on Elk City. For more information, just go to their Facebook page, Elk City Motorsports Park. Anyway, that sounds like a lot of fun. You got your eyes on that. Are you going?
I mean, I was going to look at it after give it to me.
Here you go. You can look at it. Anyway, thank you guys for all joining us today. Chancy, you know you're welcome. Come back anytime.
I know.
You can surprise me. Just show up. You can just do everything. But you're more than welcome to come in here because I know your grandma loves you being on the show.
She loves to listen to me talk, yes.
Anyway, smile at her in that camera up there. Anyway, tomorrow is what? Thursday. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow and got more reports on cattle. I was thinking about taking another chance of talking about the Texas fever tick. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, it's the Day in Ag with Jancy and Jimmy on the Day in Ag on KCO 96.5. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Number one for new country.
KECO, Elk City.